Welcome back, dear listener, to another episode of Theater of Delights. Today's top stories, here for you, in the Pleasure Zone. We now return to our feature presentation, with Nidorino in the grasp of the terrible team carriage. Dick was left on board the crashing, punished train. Will he find the will to live on his own? This is Gran Nidorino Episode 5, Island of Despair. Where's my Nidorino?
I want to drink 100 beers and sit on my porch. Please get off of my porch. I was in a war.
It sure feels nice psychically levitating on a secret island. And in addition, glowing purple. Especially inside an ominous throne room like this one.
Great leader Ho Chi Minh II.
Who dares disturb Ho Chi Minh II? The all-powerful clone of Ho Chi Minh. Can't you see I'm glowing and making a storm out of the clouds by swirling my little wrists just so?
It's your servants, Harry and Archibald.
From Team Carriage, my lord.
You acquired us in Game Brexit just last week.
Silence! I know all about Gang Brexit.
It was when you acquired all the English poke gangs, my lord.
I know that. And everybody gets it. And there's no need to clarify what Gang Brexit is. Have you done as I asked?
Yes, lord. You'll be quite pleased. We've brought you the most powerful monster we could find. Look, I'm letting it out of a ball.
Nidorino.
It looks like a Nidorino. I am not impressed.
This one's special, me lord. A veteran of a Pokemon war.
His mouth is a gun, it is.
Ah, let me levitate it disorientingly in the air.
Nidorino. Nidorino.
Look at it. Wiggle about. All squiggly. G.I. Nidorino Joe. Ha ha ha. This pleases me. Ha ha ha.
Look at us. Having a laugh.
Yes. Make the arrangements with the Pokemon news thing. The time has come to enact my nasty plan.
Pass me another ice-cold one, Grandpa. Here on the couch where we're both crushing brewskis in front of the big cube television.
Here you go, Emily. Here's another PBR. You gotta slam at least 10 more of those if you're going to keep up with Nidorino's weekday numbers.
I don't know if I can drink that many. I'm only 80 pounds.
What was that?
Nidorino.
That's what I thought.
Well, isn't this a pathetic sight? It's me, Clark, carrying son and father, coming down the stairs, and I have to take this in? Emily, put down that ice-cold one.
Disregard that, Nidorino.
Nidorino.
Dad, you can't treat your granddaughter like a Nidorino just because he got stolen by Team Carriage and their punished train Trickaroo.
Sure I can.
You know, you two are both lucky to be alive after that horrible prison train accident where a giant worm monster derailed a moving train filled with thousands of deadly gang members. You should take up a hobby like...
Like what, Clark? Catching those little monsters by the side of the road, making them do special moves on each other until there's little X's over their eyes.
I was going to say, a hobby like hooping a stick. But anything would be better than this. What happened to becoming a monster master to clone Mom?
And how long will that take without my Nidorino? I might as well be sucking to start a pants-stealing ring. You know where you trick a man into a public bathroom by sucking their and then run away with their pants when they're too sleepy to catch up because you sucked them dry?
Well, that might be fine for you, but Emily has her whole life ahead of her.
I'm gang affiliated now, Nidorino.
I'm Flora Anchor, and I'm in the TV, and I'm interrupting your regular programming with an emergency broadcast of the Poke News. It appears a man claiming to be the new Clone Corps CEO and biological recreation of the psychic-type communist leader Ho Chi Minh is threatening the world from his island fortress just outside of USA Town. Warning, this footage may shock you.
My name is Ho Chi Minh too. Behold!
No!
While my original self was frozen in amber over 50 years ago, I have been recreated in a lab against my will. As punishment for this disgrace, I am gathering the world's strongest monster guys on Clone Island, and I'm going to clone them and fuck everything up all the time. Monsters like this Nidorino.
Nidorino.
That's my Nidorino. Charlie stole him with his sneaky hands.
You can't really tell, but it's a really good Nidorino. Do not attempt to resist. The hour of the clone is nigh.
Dick, it's me, Father Blast. Did you hear the announcement on the Poke News?
10-4, Padre. That's why I've crushed this PBR can in my hand. I was so pissed off.
What are we going to do? They're saying the military's too scared to go in because of how woke they are, and now that everything is so woke.
There's only one thing left to do. They got my Nidorino in there.
But I thought I was Nidorino now.
Obviously, we're done with that, Emily. You're back to being a stupid girl.
Okay.
Dad, you cannot go to that clone island. The weather is saying Ho Chi Minh 2 is creating a superstorm over the ocean with his psychic powers. Not to mention the legion of roaming ethnic gangs in the streets.
My flying monsters aren't big enough to carry all of us, Dick.
Charlie is on that island, and with his army of Poke clones, he's pretty much acting as the king of gangs. Well, there's only one way to beat a gang, and that's bringing more fellas to the old-fashioned street rumble.
Grandma's PC box is at the bank. They're full of fellas.
That's right, Emily. More fellas than a California cum fest. But for this fest, you don't have to pay in cum.
Here we are at the pier a short while later. Would you look at those stormy waves?
You really gotta see these waves to believe them.
Are you ready with the monsters we got from the bank, Dick?
Sure am. I'm wearing a big yellow raincoat, and I'm holding a whole armful of these little ball prisons we put them in.
They're not prisons.
No, Emily, your grandfather's right. They are prisons. And we all know it.
Okay.
Let them fly, Dick.
Here we go. I'm throwing 10 balls at the same time with one throw. Yeah!
Wow, a whole pod of Gyarados! They're water type, and also flying type, and dragon type as well, and also a kind of worm thing.
All according to plan. Thanks to my Wings of Christ badge, which I am proudly displaying on my raincoat. These base animals must heed the words of the gospel. Hit 'em, Padre.
And so Solomon said to Ishmael, "Ye are of the low caste. You and your descendants, the great worms of Israel, shall forever groove to the horn of my call. For ye have disobeyed the Father, and thus ye are worms."
It's working! The Gyarados are all struck by the awe of the Lord!
They have no choice now but to fly us over the storm. They must heed our call as descendants of Bible worms, thanks to the Wings of Christ badge.
Everyone, onto a blue worm! Let's fly!
Let me on your back, you arthropod son of a bitch. It's time to save my Nidorino.
Dad, I'm too scared and woke to get on a battle worm.
No one cares, Clark.
Maybe if we just do a land acknowledgement really quick, or reconsider the glass ceiling for women in business?
Come on, Dad, it's time for action. It's me, Emily. I'm on a worm, and I'm flying into the storm. Wahoo!
By the cardinal's beard, I away.
If you're gonna be a just wait here with the army, Clark. It's marine time. Oorah!
Rats. I guess I can't help because of how woke I am.
Yeehaw! I'm flying on me magic worm through the air.
This storm is one mean bronco. It's dark and it's bucking, but we gotta ride it smooth.
Amen. Just a few more minutes of gale force winds unsaddled on a flying worm and we'll break through to the other side.
I'm having a better time than a Croat at a stealing factory.
As long as nothing's nailed down, ha ha ha!
Oh, Padre, you f***.
Wait a second, fellas. What's that dark shape on the horizon?
Wait a minute. You two can see?
It's very dark.
It must be my child eyes. Gasp! It's Team Carriage in their carriage copters!
You thought you could trick your way through me, Master Storm, did you?
Let's see you try and get past the terrible carriage copters.
There's two copters, and they're flying right towards us.
It's scaring the Gyarados.
Watch them ride good, Harry. Next time, let's give them a real taste of the pie.
We will, Archie. Hope you lot are ready for a double serving of whirly birds.
The old VC pincer maneuver. Just when I thought I'd seen the last of it. Above the clouds, Marines.
Dick, it's too high up. The Gyarados are scared of how high it is.
I said climb, soldier.
Whoa, whoa.
Wow, we did it. We're above the clouds and the world is so peaceful and keen.
Up here, you almost forget the Viet Cong is back. And this time, they've brought clones.
Meep, 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 meep! Is that...
Dick? That looks like Ho Chi Minh, too. There! Floating above the clouds!
Meep, meep, meep!
Dear God, that's not Ho Chi Minh 2. That's the original, Ho Chi Minh 1.
The psychic-type communist leader? But I thought he was frozen in amber long ago.
Meep, meep! Ha 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 ha, he's so cute.
Stay alert, Marines. Here comes the bogey.
Much thanks for leaving those clouds.
Hello, hello, it's us again in the helicopters.
Now we can shoot you down with our dreaded carriage missiles.
And the thing is, each missile is shaped like a pumpkin, right?
This isn't good, Dick. We're in the open, and they're readying pumpkin missiles.
Carriage missiles that are shaped like pumpkins.
Let me think for just 1 minute.
Far away, Archie. Time to pumpkin blast.
Bon voyage, Yankee Doodle.
The Gyarados are so scared.
If only we could somehow use that.
Dick, those pumpkins are coming up fast.
I know. Gyarados. Use your hyper beam attack.
That's it.
So crazy, it just might work.
Big blue beams are firing out of the worm mouth and they blew up all the missiles.
Hope you limeys brought a spoon to eat all that beam with.
Me carriage copter. It's been pissed beam-wise.
Both our copters have been compromised on account of those terrible beams.
That's right, you queen fuckers. Maybe next time you'll take the spoon used to munch the queen's box at tea time and bring it into the helicopter to eat all the beam you get shot with.
We're about hopping out of our respective choppers and parachuting back into this storm.
I'm most displeased.
We did it! We defeated them with our monster moves!
Not to dwell on our sins here, but my Gyarados is looking sleepy.
Oh no, my worm too is starting to dip!
It's the hyper beam attack. Took the last of their poke strength.
But these worms need poke strength... to fly!
bitch. All of us are now plummeting from the sky. Our worms are falling, and by transitive property, we too are falling.
Oh no, we're falling back through the psychic storm. It's me, Emily.
This is it. This is the end for us. Oh, my life has been a lie, and my faith but an illusion.
Shut your priest hole, soldier, and hold on to that damn water worm. Whoa.
I renounce God and his word!
cough, Hack. I'm crawling my way onto the beach just a few moments later, and I'm all soggy. Emily!
I'm right here, Grandpa. Cough, and I'm throwing up seawater. Cough.
Oh, good. Me too. Barf.
Barf. Where's Father Blast?
Oh, he hit the water wrong and exploded on impact.
Oh, no!
Yep, his whole body exploded. And right before that, he shit himself, and it went all over the Gyarados, making the Gyarados brown with shit.
He would be happy we made it.
I don't know about that. He was in a pretty bad spot at the end there.
The one who's in a bad spot is you, Dick Stars and Stripes.
It's Ho Chi Minh, too. Glowing purple on the nighttime beach, in front of his poke army of super clones.
Look! There's an executor holding a rocket launcher!
Executor.
How do you know my name?
Ha 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 ha. There is no power outside my grasp, little patriot. Poke clones, take these two away. To the John McCain holes.
Dick and Emily have made it to Ho Chi Minh 2's Clone Island. But how will they escape his psychic-type clutches? Find out next episode, and the thrilling conclusion of Season 5 of Theater of Delights!